Healing Light takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
With us tonight. You know, I really enjoy being able to share information and messages from the angels, and I love having this particular way to do it. I want you to also know that starting tomorrow evening, I'm going to begin teaching classes on a website called Learn It Live. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to have a class called Be the Light, and it's going to be really a go-to guide on how to maintain your positive attitude and to be able to help others throughout the world. Now, that is going to be at 8:30 tomorrow Eastern Time, and the class is free. I think we have like over 90 people in it right now. And then beginning that time, I'm going to start teaching like every week and being able to share lessons and classes with you. And they're going to be extremely inexpensive. So I wanted to share that information with you and let you know what is coming up in my world. Now, you can find out more about me, upcoming classes, programs, everything on my website at healinglightonline.com. You can also follow me on Facebook with keywords Healing Light Online. I've got a lot of specials that are coming up on readings and healing sessions and great things to give for gifts for the new year or for yourself. Now, tonight we're going to talk about prayer. You know, we hear people talk about praying all the time. And of course, the ones that we hear about a lot are the ones where they're not getting the results that they were looking for. So some people were asking me, you know, is there a trick to saying the right prayer? So I thought we would talk about this tonight and explore a little bit more about prayers. You know, prayer is one of the key components when it comes to connecting on a spiritual level, as well as manifesting the life that you came here to live. Now, it's a wonderful way to help us while we are working with our goals. It helps us as we connect with spirit and find those special gifts and those things that we came here to do. It helps us to discover new talents, and it helps us so that we can really connect and solidify our belief systems and create a much more beautiful, positive, and peaceful reality. Now, people have asked me, you know, what really is prayer? Well, technically, it is a way of channeling and transmitting energy. Now, in doing this, we can bring joy, inspiration, healing, peace, everything, bliss, you name it, through prayer. Now, prayer is not an obligation. And it shouldn't be considered that. It shouldn't be considered a chore, something that we have to do. Prayer is actually a vibrant, living power. You know, it is not just vacant words. It is creation at its basis. You know, if we just could realize how powerful our words and our thoughts are, we would be amazed at the things that we can create and do. Now, some people say, you know, that prayer might be just the deluded hopes and dreams of someone who is desperate. You know, they need to do something, so they're praying. But of course, you know, thinking people say, well, you know, it's just nothing but expressing your problems, and you're not doing anything productive, and you're not getting anywhere with it. But that's the furthest from the truth. At the same time, we need to be a little bit aware of what we're doing whenever it comes to prayer. You know, I have seen so many people, as I know you have, who have spoken the most eloquent, the longest winded prayers ever. You know, when you're in church and all of a sudden someone gets up to pray, and 15 minutes later you're still standing there shifting your weight saying, "Please say amen." Well, you know, that's kind of just false piety. And that's really more of a pretense or a show than it is an actual genuine prayer. Now, I've also learned that prayers that are based in fear generally are not that productive as well. When we genuinely pray, it is an act of courage, of love, and devotion on a spiritual level. You know, if people actually understood really what prayer is, I think more and more people would do it every day, because they would see how their lives can change. And not only that, but they would see how the entire world changes. We know that prayer works. You know, you've heard about people, and you've been in their shoes as well, that they have prayed for all sorts of things. You know, as a kid, you wanted a puppy or a pony. You wanted an A in your test. You know, when you're older, you wanted the perfect date for homecoming or the prom. As you got older, you wanted the perfect job. You wanted the perfect partner. Then you wanted to help heal others and help others. And, you know, the list goes on and on. We've all had all of those prayers. You know, we've all done some of those at least once or twice in our lives, because we're asking for those things that we really, really want. Kind of like sitting on Santa's lap. But, you know, that's not always real prayer. You know, it's a little different from what is normally taught about prayer. You know, real prayer, honest prayer, sincere, is selfless, and it is invoked through the power of love. It's invoked through the heart. Now, we've had some wonderful teachers throughout history, and one of them, who's a great yogi, he said that the moment you've succeeded in manufacturing love out of prana, which is energy, you are free. So what he's saying is that the prayer needs to be conditioned, or it needs to be formed from love. And as we're praying it, we need to send out loving and caring energy in the process. Now, you know, people pray, as we said, for all sorts of things. And of course, you know, there's the big one with world peace and things like that. But, you know, regardless of how much we pray, how dedicated we are, some prayers just don't seem to be answered, and we don't get it. Well, part of it goes back to the philosophy of karma. You know, it might be that the particular situation or the circumstances are not supposed to unfold the way that we want them to, or the way that we've been praying for. You know, there are many times when we know that God has a lot of answers, and he has a lot of plans that we're not privy to. So even though we may pray for something special, he has a bigger picture and a bigger plan, and it may not include what we want. So, as a result, you may not get those things that you want. because you're not seeing the big picture. And it's not to fault you for not seeing the big picture, because, you know, that's not necessarily the way that we're able to see things, certainly not on God's level. But when we look at things in this light, then we should not doubt prayer because something wasn't answered the way we wanted it to be. You know, there's a song that I absolutely love, and it is perfect when it comes to explaining prayer. And it's by Garth Brooks, and he says, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. And that is so true because, you know, not every prayer that we pray and not everything that we ask for is what we really need. You know, down the road, there's something else that we need that is much more important, much better suited for us than what we're asking for. So sometimes God's rejection of our request is his protection for us. You know, we can be a little bit short-sighted, but he's not. He's looking at that big picture. He's looking at that overall goal, and he knows what we really, really need. Now, some people say that prayer is, you know, just something that the ancients did. You know, it's not anything that really relates to the way things are here and now. But that's not necessarily the case. You know, when we pray sincerely, it makes huge changes. And when we get back, we're going to talk about that.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is OTR-FM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
And, you know, how do we make the most out of our prayers? Now, we've talked about how prayer is actually energy. It is a natural power. You know, our ancestors knew all about it and they understood it. And as we progressed and we got smarter, at least in some ways, we didn't necessarily get smarter from a spiritual standpoint, because now so many people think that prayer is just a superstition, that it really isn't relevant anymore because of our society and the things that are going on. As a matter of fact, in the last week or so, whenever there was another mass shooting, many people said that they were going to pray for those victims and everyone who was involved. And others came after them and said, so why don't you go do something? You know, why don't you do something like relevant? Because praying, not going to do it for them. And that is so wrong. See, because whenever we get connected to spirit and we have the right spiritual energy, anything can be accomplished through prayer. The world can be completely transformed through prayer. You know, everybody needs to get connected. You know, we can get connected universally by prayer. When you think about it, there are billions of people all over the world. We don't even have to schedule a time for prayer, because whenever we're praying, someone else is too. I'm sure a lot of other people are at the same time. The more that we do, collectively, we increase that spiritual power. And we can all work together to improve the world and everything that's going on right now, as well as our own personal lives, by simply becoming a channel of the unlimited energy of love in thought, in word, and in deed. In doing this, we're channeling it all through prayer. And once you do this, you will be amazed at the transformation. You'll be shocked at how quickly and easily you can actually manifest something in your life. Now, prayer is an expression of energy, just as it's an expression of love. Now, real love isn't necessarily an emotion. It's something that's much, much greater than that. So, when we're able to channel that extraordinary power of love, then what we're able to do is to completely free ourselves from hate and negativity and all sorts of other things that are more of the dark than they are of the light. Now, love can help bring a tremendous amount of freedom from the things that are destroying our planet at this time. War, disease, human greed. My gosh, if we could eliminate that, how wonderful it would be. You know, love can do all of this. And, you know, the Beatles were right in the 60s. All you need is love. We just need to figure out how to make it happen. So, instead of thinking of love simply as an emotion, or even like a state of mind, you know, like, I am so in love with doing this or that, or I am in love with this outfit, you know, that's just a state of mind. That's not really a human emotion. But consider love as a state of being. You know, consider it to be something as strong and powerful as, you know, or remarkable, like being awake or being asleep. I mean, it is a state of being, how to be. So look at it from that standpoint. Try to express it in that manner. Now, you don't have to love every person that you meet. Heaven, you know, that, you know, I can't. I try, but, you know, I can't love everybody. But you can love them in an impersonal sense so that you love and respect the soul, the love and respect, that piece of God that is within them, that spirit. You can love that. You can also, you know, want the highest good for them and to love them from that standpoint. Again, you don't have to like what they do. You don't have to be their best friend. It's giving them and their soul and their spirit the respect that it deserves. And even if they do go out and commit horrific crimes, or they are just the meanest person on the planet, it's okay. You don't have to like what they do. See, God told us to love our enemies. And, you know, that's kind of one of those verses that people like to skip over in the book, in the Bible. But whenever you look at it and read it, it said, love your enemies. He did not say, have them over for dinner. Go hang out with your enemies. He wants you to love and respect their spirit or their soul. That is what matters. Now, when we do this, it helps us so that we can abolish hate, just like water extinguishes fire. Because you can't have both. You know, you're going to have either love or hate, water or fire. You can't have them together. So, when you look at it from that standpoint, our prayers can become like a fountain that the water of love flows through. Now, I know that that may sound like a really silly analogy, but it works. You know, there are so many people in the world who are very judgmental and they dislike someone or something for who they are, what they believe in, where they came from. You know, there's like all sorts of judgment and hate and bias and prejudice. But, you know, if we can love that inner spirit that they have, that's the one thing and the one way that we're all connected. So basically, when it gets down to it, if you cannot love the spirit or the soul in someone else, essentially, you're saying that you can't love yourself, you can't love God, and you can't love anybody else because it's all one energy. It's all one being. So we are all together. We're all one. And we're connected. So if you love me, that's wonderful. You don't have to like everything that I do. You don't have to agree with everything that I think or believe or say. That's okay too. What's important is that one little tiny connection of love. That makes a difference in everything about your life. Because if you can do that and you can open your heart up enough to love others and to really, really expand it to love everyone and everything, then you're on the road to living through love and living through light. When you do that, your prayers are pure love. And that's when you're going to start manifesting like crazy. Not only that, you're going to start changing your life like you cannot believe. So when it gets down to it, the most important part of love, the number one thing that really makes it happen, you know, prayers will happen, manifestation will happen, your vibrational frequency will raise, everything works. Because you're focused on love. And I won't even go into how dramatically your life will change because of this. You know, think about it. If you are walking around in a state of love, and because of that, you're in a much more positive frame of mind all the time, think about what your life is going to be like. You know, it really changes dramatically. It actually opens up those floodgates so that good things can come into you. If you keep dwelling on hate and anger, frustration, things like that, then you're not getting anywhere. Nothing positive is going to happen or come your way because you're not allowing it. But the angels are telling us, focus on love and let the rest of it just flow naturally. It's one of the beautiful gifts that they give us, and it's one of the great ways that we can change and completely refocus our lives. So remember that when you're praying. Let that heart center open fully. Now, it's really easy to know when that happens. Think about a baby or someone you love, something that just makes you insanely, blissfully happy. You can feel your heart chakra, your heart center opening when you think about this person or whatever it is that makes you so happy. That's the feeling that you should have even when you're in prayer. You should feel that opening within your chest where it just feels like your heart is filling your entire chest. That's when you know that you have become centered in love. Now we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about other aspects of love and how it will affect our prayers.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Pray and to be able to really accomplish those things that we most want out of life. Now, whenever we open our heart to love and we feel that amazing and beautiful expansion within our body, things start changing. I mean, there is healing, there is transformation. Our lives will shift. Our vibrational frequency raises. And it starts changing us, and it starts changing the world around us. It starts changing the people around us, whether they want to or not. They can't help it because the higher vibrations are going to lift them up. Now, this may sound like a fairy tale, but we really can make these things happen. And we have all seen it happen throughout our lives. You can make it happen in your own life right now by focusing on it and working, doing your prayer work, focusing on love, and just it helps us to manifest everything that we want. Any change that we need, we pray about it through love and through that heart energy. Now, I want you to think about a couple of people, a couple of women who are phenomenal, who have taught us so much about love. Now, the first one, Mother Teresa. Look at all of the things that she did. She shared love all over India, and she transformed millions of lives. I mean, she did so many things for the people in that country, and she raised their standard of living, helping to heal them, to feed them, to clothe them, and nourish them. She was the embodiment of unconditional love. Now, we also have a beautiful, beautiful woman by the name of Amma. She's been nicknamed the Hugging Saint. And Amma is amazing. She spends every single day doing nothing but hugging thousands and thousands of people for hours. People will travel hundreds of miles and stand in line literally, I mean, all day, all night, just to receive a hug from this amazing woman. And you might ask, why? Well, let me tell you, I have had Amma's hugs and blessings. There is nothing like them. She shares pure, unadulterated love with every person that she sees. I mean, she doesn't shy away from anybody. She gives everyone this beautiful, unconditional love. There is nothing in this world like Amma's hugs. They are magical. And when she blesses you, these blessings are incredibly strong. You know, she gives you the opportunity to ask for something in your life. And whatever it is that you ask for, you will receive because Amma is that strong in her faith. And all she asks is that we be as strong in our faith. Now, whenever we are with someone like that, it changes our lives. And I can tell you that the afternoon that I spent with her, it really was life-changing. The vibrational frequency was so high that it almost felt like you were going to levitate. People were so loving and giving and sharing. It was an amazing experience. But it just goes to show that there really is something to love and to prayers, energy and vibrations, frequencies, and manifesting. It's all right here for us, and it is all very, very real. Now, just like the air, we may not be able to see it, but it can be felt by everyone, and it can and will affect our lives, our health, our relationships, and our well-being. You know, just like prayer is energy, all of our thoughts are energy. And, you know, I say this all the time, that our thoughts are energy, so that everything that we think, everything that we speak, affects the world around us, not only just our own life. Our brains are so powerful. They are amazing because they allow us to send out this energy and to receive it. So we can tune, all of us can tune into frequencies and energy and messages and spirit. You know, it doesn't matter if they are just basic energies and frequencies, earthly, the esoteric, inspirational. We all tap into it. And it's just like the old-fashioned radio dial. You can just dial into whichever one you want. And all you have to do is just concentrate and focus on it. That's all that's needed. Now, there are a lot of people who will pray, but then they spend their entire day wallowing in negative thoughts, anger, bitterness, resentment, jealousy, you know, any negative emotion, you name it, they've got it. Now, when they're doing this, they are really, really clogging up the energy. They're not only harming themselves, but they are harming everybody around them. And I get so many messages from people who have the same problem, because one person will be more enlightened and more positive and in spirit. The other one, all negative. And they're trying to figure out a way to cope and to make it work. And that's another thing that we'll talk about later, because, you know, people who are empaths generally attract other people who are much more negative. But that'll be down the road. But you see, what happens is that when someone is spending all of their time and their energy being negative or angry or bitter or sad or frustrated or whatever, then they are bringing down the energy around them so low that it couldn't possibly vibrate any lower. And they are just dragging everything around them down. He reminds me of the little Peanuts character. I think his name was Pigpen. And every time Pigpen showed up in the cartoons or the animations, he always had this like dirt cloud around him. That's what these negative people do. They have their little Pigpen dirt cloud around them. And so they're carrying this around, and then they wonder why they're so unhappy. And then they start lashing out at other people who aren't unhappy. You know, what do you have to be positive and excited about? You know, everything is awful. There's nothing we can do. Why do you have to be, pretend to be happy? So they will lash out like crazy because they are miserable. And usually when they're that miserable, they don't even want to think about the fact that they brought it on themselves. Now, most of the time, they're not going to accept responsibility for this. They're not going to really want to hear that their negative, lousy attitude is what made all of this happen. Usually people like this are giving away their power. They're assigning blame to everybody else on the planet because they couldn't possibly be responsible for all this stuff going wrong. But they are. And those are our wonderful, you know, toxic friends who are a wonderful lesson to everybody. But, you know, if you can get away from them, great. You can try to help them. And if they choose to be helped, then everything's great. But if not, you know, there's not a lot you can do. You have to focus on being positive and loving and live in the light for yourself. Now, when you do this, you know, stay with the concept of positive thinking as much as you possibly can. It's been around for a long time, and it's proven effective time and time again. by scientists, teachers, psychologists, you know, you name it. Everybody says that it works. Now, positive praying is like putting that positive thinking concept into overdrive. And you can really have some spectacular results with that. Now, not only will your life and your circumstances improve, but you're going to be able to lift others up and help to make the world a much better place. So, spend your focus, your time, and your energy on being filled with positive thoughts, with feelings, with gratitude, kindness and compassion, a love of life, and selflessness. And that is going to help enhance your life, your health, your relationships. It's going to enhance every aspect of your life. It's not going to get much better than that. You know, when we keep our brain, our mind, and our heart attuned to these higher frequencies and these higher vibrations, we're able to become a channel for spiritual energy that can achieve great things, not only for ourselves, but for others. Now, we can't always stay positive and perky and happy because, you know, sometimes things just happen. And they will, you know, get us down every once in a while. And, you know, we've got old habits to break and we've got that monkey mind going on that really keeps those negative thoughts going sometimes. But when it happens, we have to want to make the change in our lives for the better. And we have to choose to make the effort to be more positive. When we do that, our prayers become powerful and our life becomes powerful. Now we're going to take another quick break and then we'll be right back to finish talking about the power of prayer.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgemeer, host of the Inspired Parenting Radio Show, where every week we bring you empowering information from the diverse fields of conscious parenting, education, neuroscience, consciousness, health, and metaphysics to support you in nurturing the best in your children. So if you're interested in understanding what shapes your children's minds, spirits, and hearts, join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and prepare to be inspired.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, it's Terry Van Horn, and we are back with Healing Light. And tonight, we're talking about prayer and how it can really make a tremendous difference in our lives. Now, anybody who knows me or has attended any of my classes knows how much I love science. And, you know, one of the things that quantum physics and quantum theory has taught us is that, you know, life doesn't just happen to us, that we have the ability to make the changes that we desire. Now, sure, sometimes things happen, you know, I mean, it happens. But we have the ability to affect the outcome. And I always tell people, it's not about what happens to you, it's how you deal with it. That's the most important part. Now, sometimes we're going to get stuck. Things happen, we're going to kind of like, you know, go on the downslope. We may not be focusing and functioning completely on love. And that's a great time to use affirmations because they can have a huge effect on our brain and our emotions. You know, you can say things like, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. My favorite one is, today, I take back my power. I am blessed and I am in the flow with spirit. That's probably my favorite. But you know, you can say affirmations, and when you say them, feel that it's true. Now, today I may not feel like I am totally in my power, or I may not feel like everything is just perfect. But you know, if I say those affirmations with the feeling and emotion that I know that it's there, then what happens is I'm shifting energy. And I am moving things around so that things will happen. And, you know, this is one of those times when it is perfectly okay to fake it until you make it. But the ultimate way to raise our energy, our frequency, and our vibrational levels is through prayer. You know, communion with God is the most elevating experience that any of us can have as human beings. When we start getting good at prayer and we start praying from our heart center, from that amazing emotion, feeling, and being of unconditional love, that's when our lives change. And that's when we'll become much more positive in our daily life. And the more positive we are, the better and stronger our prayers are, and the more positive we'll be, and it just turns into this big giant spiral. So when we do that, we're going to have a better reality. We're going to be able to manifest those things that we want in life. You know, it's like a beautiful antique hand-carved merry-go-round. All you have to do is jump on and enjoy the ride. Be positive. Stay in spirit. Stay focused in love. Now, the biggest trick to prayer, you know, I know that there have been like a bunch of books and all sorts of things about how to pray and which prayers to say and the prayer of Jabez and all this other stuff. But, you know, other than going and connecting with spirit from your heart center and through unconditional love, you know, the next thing to do is to listen. You know, the important part about praying is shutting up and listening to the answers. You know, how many times have I heard people say, well, I pray and pray and pray, and I never get a result or I never get an answer. And, you know, my first question is, well, did you stop and listen? You know, I mean, that's really the key. You have to stop and listen. Now, I've learned some other things about prayer through my own practice and my own connections. I think that, first of all, it does not have to be that big, huge, eloquent speech that you hear in church on Sunday morning. See, because God and the angels are here for you. They're your friends. They're your companions. You know, you have an intimate relationship with them. So, speak to them that way. You know, just ask. You know, some people say Father God. Some say Father, Mother God. However you want to do it. This is not some, I mean, God is an amazing, lofty, all-powerful being who created everything. But that doesn't mean that we need to be afraid because of the unconditional love that he has for us, just like a parent. So we need to approach him that way and ask for what we need, but do so with a loving heart. It also does not hurt at all to show a tremendous amount of gratitude. Because I truly believe that if you're not grateful for what you have here right now in your life in this moment, then why on earth are you going to get any more? You know, think about a kid. If the kid doesn't like their toys and they don't play with them and they don't want anything and they just throw all their toys around and can't find half of them. But then, you know, Christmas or birthday, then they've got this whole list of new toys that they want. How apt are those parents going to be to go and buy this kid a whole bunch of new toys? The kid didn't appreciate the ones that they have. So I feel that one of the keys to getting those answers that you want is by expressing gratitude. You know, when you express gratitude, you're raising your vibrational frequency sky high. So I always, always thank God, the angels, my guides, my ascended masters, all spiritual beings. I thank them all for the wonderful blessings that they have given me, the wonderful things that have happened for me throughout the day. I thank them for all of that. And then the other thing that I do is if there is something specific that I ask for, I always say this or something better. Because you never know. As I said before, God can come up with the big picture plan. And I may not know what that big picture is, but he's going to come up with something better. But if I'm asking for something really limited, then that's what I'm going to get. So I ask for this or something better. And I leave it open. You know, I can ask for, like a lot of people will ask for a job. And I can ask for a job where I make X number of dollars a month. This or something better. So I'm asking for my minimum. But I'm also leaving it open. So do that. Show gratitude. Be open to receiving the information and what God has planned for you. You know, don't be some little dictator that says, I want this, 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 and this, and nothing else. Because you're going to be surprised at what the answers are. And then listen. Take time to listen. You know, if you set aside 30 minutes for prayer, you know, maybe talk 15 and listen for 15 minutes. You'll be surprised at the answers that you get. If nothing else, you've got a tremendous sense of peace for just 15 minutes. And that's okay too. So do these things and know that the more that you spend time in your prayer work, the higher your connections are going to be and the deeper your connections are going to be. You will be able to connect with spirit much more clearly, much deeper. You'll be able to hear those messages. If not directly from God, you'll certainly hear them from his angels. Now, I want to thank everybody for being with us this evening. And remember that, you know, we love you and appreciate you more than you could ever know. Now, next Wednesday, I am going to be off visiting my daughter, son-in-law, and the most adorable grandchild on the planet. And we're going to be doing Christmas together. So I will be out next week. But in 2 weeks, actually on December the 23rd, we're going to talk about awakening the goddess energies. This is all going to be about the divine feminine energy. And You know, right now is a big time for the divine feminine. We have a new moon actually on Friday, and that's going to be a lot of very feminine energy. And it's going to help nurture us and help us get these new projects off. And it's going to help with relationships. But we're going to talk about all of this whenever I get back in a couple of weeks. And remember that tomorrow night, I am going to launch my first webinar. So I'm actually going to be doing this on video, which has me terrified. But it's going to be on learnitlive.com. And the class is called Be the Light. It's going to be ways to make beautiful and loving changes in your life to raise positivity and love in a world that is filled with hatred and turmoil. So this is going to help us so that we can keep a positive outlook when everything seems to be turned upside down. So we're going to do this, talk about it, and be able to explore not only this, but also some channel messages and information from my guides. So that's tomorrow at 8:30 on Learn It Live. And then I'll be back here in 2 weeks with Awakening the Goddess Energies. So thank you so much for being with me. Again, you can find everything on my Facebook page, Healing Light Online, or on my website at healinglightonline.com. I wish you much love, light, and many, many blessings. Namaste.